and bleached muslin. I know mother used to get bleached muslin for sheets in those days. Every sheet that I can ever remember had a seam right down the middle. They didn't have sheeting way back. And you could get bleached muslin for 5 cents a yard, just anywhere.
You see, we mentioned the purse. How about that thing on your wrist? Probably we didn't have that.
No, we didn't have those.
What is that called out here now?
I don't know.
Or maybe you have a watch on one arm and this thing on. Bracelet?
Bracelets. Oh, yes. My granddaughter wears them a lot. She wears them. We never did.
And you might also have something around your neck.
Yes. Well, we used to wear big old high collars. Laws. No, we didn't have very many beads. Well, two now, after I was a good big girl. I never did care for them. But I've seen other girls have wear beads.
What do you call that?
Necklace?
String it? Well, necklace.
String beads, yes.
You ever hear that called a pair of beads? I've been trying to find out if that's called that in the States. I haven't found it yet.
Gave that expression.
See, I know you didn't have one of these in the early days, but today, if you're going out and it might rain, you might...
Parasol. Yes. Oh, we had those when we were girls. And we were really fixed up when we got our parasol.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Well, I have one yet. When I go to town and it's sunny and hot, I take my parasol right along with me.
They make a difference, don't they?
Oh, you can't imagine the difference now. It isn't nearly so hot if you have the parasol along.
I love those sunbeads now.
Oh dear. Well, we used to wear sunbonnets. That is, we were supposed to wear sunbonnets when we were young ones, but I just never could bear mine. Usually I had mine tied around my neck and hanging down the back. And I think the rest of them did too. Well, I know that we looked like little Indians. I know we did, because we couldn't help it. We were just out in the open air all the time. I think that's the reason we were so healthy. And I know that I was just as black as any little papoose that ever run around.
Did your mother wear anything over her dress when she cooked?
Aprons. She always had an apron just tie around her waist. Yes, I can remember mother's aprons.
And down at the bottom of it, did it have a place where well, maybe we better reuse a dress for this, where the cloth is tucked up underneath and then stitched?
No, I don't remember that.
Hem
so much.
Or?
A hem.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, you turn the hem under.
Uh-huh.
Always. But they used to, mother have a ruffle around the bottom of her apron. I can remember, just to make a wide ruffle. And their dresses. Now, they called them Mother Hubbards. Most of the older women wore those with a ruffle around here, square yoke. I went visiting yesterday afternoon to a lady that's a shut-in, and she had on had the embroidered yoke and a ruffle clear around it, just like we used to wear when we were little kids. And the women would have ruffles around the bottom of their Mother Hubbards. And yards and yards and yards in those things, and mother would iron with those old big old heavy irons, and they with the handle right onto them. You had to have a rag to hold on to the top of it, and those big old full skirts, and heat those irons with the on the stove, get them hot, and stand there and iron those ruffles. Oh my. The man that invented the electric irons,
he really did
a job. Yes, he did.
Did you have safety pins in those early days?
Yes, yes. We had safety pins far back as I can remember.
When a man got dressed up on Sunday in his Sunday best, what did he wear?
Oh, usually. Well, now, you see cowboys.